Will bricks and mortar retail perform against the online opposition? Can retailers survive another lean Christmas? And are consumers willing to splurge with the cost of living climbing all the time? Well, to get in some insight, I'm joined now by the Managing Director of Retail Excellence, Duncan Graham, and by consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. You're both very welcome. Before we talk, though, News Talk reporter JJ Clark asked these people on the streets, will they be pinching the pennies or hitting the stores?
Pinching the pennies, because I can't afford, I'm a widow, only on a pension, just can't do it, 21 grandkids, and many kids have I got, six, and their partners.
I think we'll be hitting the, yeah, it's a big Christmas, so we will be hitting the shops, the kids, you know, it's after COVID, and there'll definitely be Black Friday and PlayStation 5 on the way.
Well, I'm a student, so I feel like I don't have that much money anyways. Like, I wouldn't be spending big bucks anyways.
I'll be hitting the shops, but I won't be getting that much, you know. There'll be no Stephen's Day closed.
I think pinching the pennies, because we have to be sensible at this time. Whilst I probably could hit the shops.
We're Scottish, so we'll be trying to save as much money as possible.
I'll be very cautious, as usual, but I won't be doing anything about Black Friday. When is it anyways? This week, next week? Okay.
This Friday.
No interest. No interest at all.
Are you frugal?
Am I frugal? No, I'm not.
I'll be pinching the pennies because I'm getting married in like 3 weeks. So it's perfect timing for Black Friday sales and stuff. So socks for the relatives, basically, yeah.
This year's a little bit different. We're actually pinching the pennies because we're traveling for the new year.
Well, I always try to support local as much as I can within reason. So I'll probably do a bit of both.
Ever worked in retail? Any horror stories therein?
Plenty of horror stories. Pretty much Christmas, back when I was a young girl, queues outside of shops and people fighting in to get the last toy in the store and things like that. So yeah, plenty of horror stories from many moons ago.
I do work in retail currently, and you just find people like very angry at how much things cost, and it's obviously they take that out on the minimum wage employees that are there.
I currently work in retail. I work in Pennies down in Cork. But I think just like day to day, like you do get the angry, like cranky moms or someone that I think is having a bad day, do you know what I mean? And they kind of take it out on us.
Yeah, I used to work for a clothing line, I'm not going to say which one. Quite a few horror stories for like after Christmas sales more than before, but yeah, awful things. People just dumping clothes everywhere and moving on rather than, you know, saying, hey, let me put this back on a rack.
50 years ago in Marks and Spencer's in London. No real horror stories. It was a summer holiday job in 1969. A bit mental, but anyway, really enjoyed it. Long, long time ago.
A long time ago, JJ Clark talking to people on the streets of Dublin. Now, Duncan Graham, who's Managing Director of Retail Excellence, listening to all of that, and consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire as well. Duncan, first of all, how much cash is up for grabs at the moment between now, say, and the end of the January sales?
Yeah, look, it's a critical period, Pat. There's something like 5 billion euro will be spent in retail between now and Christmas Eve. And most retailers are hoping that will be a reasonable margin, and then we'll have a reasonably quick January sale and then back into full price again. But it is the critical time of the year. 26 million potentially on Friday alone, probably 18,000 euros a minute spent online this weekend. So, you know, it's a critical weekend for retail.
Now, how is it working out for Irish retail in terms of, you know, people think they're competing with online and these are, you know, somewhere in some far distant country, but a lot of Irish retailers are online themselves.
They are indeed, and we've seen that big switch to online during the pandemic, where retailers, it was the only thing they could do to survive, frankly, and a lot of local retailers did that. So, you know, this Christmas, I think we'll see it a move back to bricks and mortar shopping. I think, you know, we've had two Christmases where people haven't been able to get out in the shops in the way they have before. This will be, people have missed that, and I think we'll see a big switch back. So my suspicion is that we'll see online, the online business declined slightly and a lot more business being done in shops.
A lot of people will go browsing in the shops and then shop online. You know, they might even try on the clothing and then go off and click, click, click and buy it from somebody else entirely.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing, that it's become very omnichannel now. You know, people do their research either in store and shop online, or indeed they could do their research online and shop in store. You know, but I do think that physical shopping with a local retailer, I mean, you know, this is all around around keeping it green, you know, but with a local retailer where you can go in, try something on, feel the fabric, look at the colour, how it sits against something else, you can't really do that online. So I think, you know, that's why people have missed that experience.
How many retailers are vulnerable, though, if they don't have a bumper Christmas, they're bunched?
Look, there are a number that will be certainly, you know, looking very cautiously at what the future holds. I mean, you know, if retailers during the course of this year, there's obviously, we've had the obvious rise in inflation, many of them facing into four times the energy costs they're facing into this time last year. They're facing into wage inflation, all of those things. So for many, you know, this is the crucial period. If you don't have a good quarter four, then, you know, things look quite bleak when you get into
January. Because after the January sales, I mean, you get the first maybe week, which is busy, 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 but then it kind of subsides and the retailers are hoping to rid their shelves of all the stuff that will not sell in the spring.
Yeah.
And then you're back to quiet times.
You are. And, you know, that's one of the reasons. Black Friday is very much around a footfall generator, you know, and there's a lot of retailers, particularly local retailers, that will be looking at things at the moment and going, you know, I'd rather take 20% off something that I may have bought too much of for this Black Friday period than have to wait until January and have 50% off that product. So, you know, you'll see those types of bargains. But I equally see, you know, there's a bit of a question of you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't as a retailer, because they really want to protect their margin as well at this point in time.
Generally, I mean, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are kind of new things, relatively speaking, in this country. How have they impacted the general shopping scene? I mean, do you see the generator of footfall? Is it measurable?
Yeah, it is. I think you know, if you look at the whole Black Friday thing, it's very much an American import, and it started here around the, you know, the early 2000s, and it's gone on. It used to be talked about as the time in America where, you know, retailers went from being in the red to being in the black, and certainly over here we're seeing you know, we're seeing retailers do it. I think what we're actually though seeing is people become more sustainable and look at, you know, more sustainable business practices that actually some retailers are holding off this year, perhaps less so than they've done. There'll still be those bargains, there'll still be those opportunities, but probably less so.
To what extent do the big boys control prices? For example, we know that if you go in to buy an Apple product in any shop, the price will be precisely the same.
Yeah, and you know, you've got that particularly in the electronic and tech sector with those big suppliers.
So you may see a Samsung TV and it's a bargain, bargain, bargain. You go to another retailer and the same bargain, bargain, bargain is available. Now, it will be lower than the cost 3 weeks ago or even a month ago, but it's still controlled by these guys.
To a degree it is, and that's where the power base lies, isn't it? It lies with these large, you know, multinational suppliers, multinational manufacturers, and those are the ones that are doing the deals. Those are the ones that are working with retailers often to work on the margin for these promotional periods like Black Friday. So, you know, yes, the power base is still there, but obviously, you know, it's a good opportunity
now,
for retail.
We know in clothing that the seasons change and fashions change. Styles change, colours change. So people need to get rid of this year's colours, this year's styles before the new ones come in. What about in electronics and all of that, the laptops? And to what extent are the manufacturers kind of getting rid of this year's model because they know that next year's model is just around the corner?
Yeah, and look, that is what tends to happen this time of the year, that people are looking, suppliers and retailers are looking at old product and moving it out. And that's exactly the same in electronic and tech as it is in clothing.
And that's where the bargains are to be found, really. Like, to the human eye, sometimes the difference between OLED and QLED and 8K and 4K and all that on a telly, for example, the human eye finds it hard to discern the difference. And yet the price of this year's OLED compared to the one that's coming in, you might save hundreds of euro on a big telly.
Yeah, and the same with mobile phones, for example. You know, Apple always producing a new mobile phone every year, you know, and therefore that's at a certain price, and the one that was only on sale, you know, previous month is now at a lot cheaper price. So that is happening all the time. And it's just the pace of change in tech, I think.
Now, listening to all of that, Siobhan Maguire, that's the question. Are there bargains to be had this Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
Good morning, Pat. Well, firstly, I think JJ's Vox Pop was a fantastic snapshot of capturing the consumer mood, because I think the Black Friday festive frenzy fatigue has well and truly set in, and we're all a lot more aware of what is going on. So in answer to your question, there are bargains to be had, but not the bargains that we're being led to believe we can have. So which in the UK, for example, do excellent research every year where they look at a range of products around 200 and then price them before Black Friday, price them on Black Friday and afterwards. And they did 200 offers last Black Friday 2021. They found 98% were cheaper or at the same price as other times in the year past. Now, this is significant because the kind of retailers they're serving are the big retailers we have here, you know, the likes of Argos, Currys, John Lewis, Richard Sounds. And so, you know, if you think you're getting this amazing bargain, in actual fact, what you're getting is something that was probably priced a little bit cheaper in the months leading up to November.
Mm-hmm. However, Santa does a lot of shopping on Black Friday and in the period around it. So, and Santa has to deliver on Christmas Day. So even though there might be the promise of a wonderful discount in January in the sales, I'm sorry, Santa cannot wait that long.
Santa cannot wait that long, Pat. And actually, Santa, according to anecdotal evidence I've received from consumers, has been busy from as early as March of this year, because we had, of course, issues in the supply chain in previous years, along with the problem with COVID and shops being closed. And so Santa likes to get his shopping done earlier and earlier. We also know that in the run-up to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, that whole particular weekend, which is now a ridiculous hallmark month-long event for no good reason, a lot of people started their Christmas shopping in August and September of this year. And I was listening to Duncan there. I do think online spending will be very popular this year. I think the bricks and mortar shops pass, you know, people like to go in and browse and shop locally and all of that. But we're in the grips of a cost of living crisis. So even putting fuel in the car is mounting up the spending for consumers. If they can buy something with free delivery to their house and not have to waste any of that really expensive fuel, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, the only thing is, I mean, I don't buy clothing online. I don't buy shoes online, although the women in my life do all of those things and have great faith in the process. But I will go into a shop and I'll browse and I might just see something, that opportunistic purchase. Maybe it's a man thing, and I might see that pair of shoes, try them on, yeah, they're great, and I'm out of the shop in jig time. But I wouldn't have made that purchase online. I wouldn't have come across the product online. So that's, I think, where real life shopping comes into its own. That perfect gift or that perfect item of clothing that is just right for you, but you'd never have come across it randomly online.
Well, you see, that's where I disagree with you, Pat. I think the ladies in your life are the savvy shoppers in the household, because I personally go online and buy clothes and shoes and a lot of things, because I know what I'm looking for. So I will be browsing in the same way as I might go into a bricks and mortar store and look around the shelves and see something I like. But likewise, I'll do exactly the same in a virtual shop. And I think lots of people do.
Yeah. Have you ever been burned, though? You know, you get the size 6 dress that wouldn't fit a Barbie doll when it finally arrives in the post.
Absolutely. But I buy from websites that have a free returns policy. So I pop it back into the returns bag. Off it goes back.
Yeah. That may end, of course, because of wastage and all the rest. A lot of these clothes, once you've tried them on, they end up in the skip. That's the truth of it.
That's true. And a lot of the kind of bigger retailers like the ASOS who sell online, they have brought in policies in recent years where if you're a serial returner, and there's lots of us who are, we get the guna and then we send it back. And they have a policy in place now that if you show up as a kind of, you know, an alert customer that, hang on, Siobhan has bought 10 dresses this month and sent 9 of them back, you know, you will be flagged on their system and they will be putting a stop to the likes of people. Yeah. Just
but you're not feeling guilty buying online, sending something back, knowing it'll go into a skip, all that, all those tiny fingers in the third world making a dress for you and then you send it back and it ends up in the skip.
It's not going back into a skip. Somebody else is going to buy it. And also the same, the point you're making about, and I know, you know, it is a very valid point about the way clothing is made. That applies to the same shop you're walking into and browsing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Siobhan, look, thank you very much for joining us. Duncan, you want to make a couple of points on foot of all of that?
Yeah, look, I think Siobhan's made some valid points there. I think that there's a few trends that are really going to emerge this Christmas. And I think, you know, occasion wear is one. We haven't had a party for a long time, have we, around the pandemic. So I think we'll see a return of occasion wear. I think we're also going to see a big spend in sustainable products, you know, sustainable retailers selling decent products. And I think the final point I'd mention is shop local this year, because, you know, 1 year spent on local shops generates something like €2.50 into the local economy. So let's turn this Black Friday green.
So sustainable shopping, this is where, why did you spend that money on that bag? It's an investment. I'll be using it in 2 decades' time. So
there's certainly an element of that, yeah.
All right. Duncan Graham, MD of Retail Excellence, thank you very much. For